5. How do you get fruit? How do you get fruit? Plant a seed. Get yourself a plant that will grow. So you can't have fruit without a seed, right? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts that go along with it. If we live in the Spirit, let's walk there. If we're living in the Spirit, let's walk in the Spirit. What do you mean by walking in the Spirit? How many are living in the Spirit? Well, if you're living in the Spirit, you're going to be able to walk out the fruits of the Spirit. You'll be able to go someplace. They have all the evidences of the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of us. Love, most importantly. Somebody said that's the first thing you got to have. Joy. And then peace that passes all. And then when you got love and you got joy, favor is going to follow you. And when you mix love and joy together, peace is going to come your way. So if one of the fruits of the Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of you, guess what it is? Shalom, peace, and prosperity. And also long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. If the Holy Ghost is abiding on the inside of you, you're going to act like who? Who are you going to act like? God. And what is God? God is love, but God is also good. And when you put all that stuff together, it's going to cause something to happen in your life. What's it going to cause? What's it going to cause? Faith to come alive inside of us. And faith is just not what we believe. Faith is just not what we think. Faith is what we do. Faith is how we live every day. And if the Holy Ghost is really abiding on the inside of you, guess what? You're going to start to follow the ways of the Holy Ghost and follow the ways of the Holy Spirit, and your actions are going to confirm the Spirit that's abiding on the inside of you. Fruit of the Holy Ghost abiding within the believer. Now, somebody thinks that these are just moods that people go through, that the fruit of the Spirit are nothing but moods and emotions that people go through. Say it's deeper than that. It's what we are. If the Holy Ghost is living and abiding on the inside of you, you will master love. Even ways you don't understand. Circumstances, you know, will change the way that you walk. You know, love is more than an ooey-gooey emotional feeling. Love is the force of God. Love is truly the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? Do you know when you follow, if you follow the love, you're going to follow the Holy Spirit? For God was moved by what? Compassion. Jesus saw the multitudes, and he was moved by compassion. Didn't say he was moved by the anointing. Many people say the anointing moved me. Well, I say, well, it didn't move a lot of people in Scripture. They were just anointed. But compassion and love move God. See, many people, we want to get off into a lot of wild stuff, and we want to follow while we're not being effective and while we're not able to accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish, because we've been religiously brainwashed. We are anointed, but we follow the love and grace and divine flow of God. Say love.
Love.
Love tells us where to go. You'll feel that impulse on the inside of you. And wherever, whatever direction God is pointing you, wherever your heart is going, whatever direction God is pointing you, when you grow up, you know what? You're not mature until you are able to discern love flowing from you.
Amen.
Love is the flashlight where God's going to drop his power. Manifestations of love, fruit. See, now we're talking about the Holy Ghost showing up. Now he's moving. Thank God for that. But God said he wants to bring his body together until they come into perfection, the unity of the faith. He said he'd use a fivefold ministries until the body comes in the unity of the faith. Isn't that strange? I believe he's going to use that ministry until the body of Christ starts to act just like Jesus acted. A church will grow up when it's able to walk in the fruits of the Spirit on a natural base. And when we get all the fruits going at the same time, we got the Holy Ghost moving. And there is no measure. Thank God for joy. It's needed. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. You're not going to be empowered or strengthened if you don't allow the joy of the Lord to get on the inside of you and move on you. Joy empowers you to do what God wants you to do. You're not going to be able to walk out the walk of God. You won't be able to prosper. You won't be able to be healed. You won't be able to receive the best from God until you learn to receive joy. The Bible said that when Jesus hung, it said, for the joy that awaited him, he endured the cross. He endured the cross for the joy that awaited him. He endured the cross. So look at somebody and say, you're going to get some joy. Say, you ain't going to get your money until you get your joy. You're going to get some joy and say, the joy of the Lord is real. The joy of God is real. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, yes, and he'll do it. But it's not enough just to have joy. See, joy is just what God pours on the inside of you, but you got to have the one. The love of God. See, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See, if you want to turn the city up, see, we're not going to be able to touch the city until we fall in love with it. Move with compassion. See, you can't go anywhere until you start to become motivated by love. Filled with joy, love, and joy. But you must master love. Then after you master love, then we've got a hold of joy. We got that. We took that one first. But we want to see God moving without measure in our life. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Peace, shalom, and prosperity. How would you like to walk like this? How would you like to have this next wave of God? If you let the word get on the inside of you, you don't give up, guess what? You'll be unstoppable. You can't stop the Holy Ghost. You can't stop God. But many people get stopped, and they don't know why they just stop, and they're not able to accomplish what they want to accomplish because they're not letting the fullness of God flow through them. All of the fruits. And it goes beyond. Don't you think, how many of you read this scripture and you said, that the fruit of the Spirit, they see the way somebody acts in one day, and they say that the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering. It's more than that. But you find somebody that can't wait for their order to come up, you know, and say, well, the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Well, that's nice, but it's deeper than that. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of love. It's a lifestyle of joy. You know, sometimes you don't want to get joy. Sometimes you don't want to be happy. You know that? Sometimes you don't want God to have his way in you. But you know what? You say, Lord, fill me with your joy anyhow. I'm going through something. You know, I'm going to let you fill me with joy anyhow. I'm going to stay in love anyhow. I'm going to move in love. When you want to pop somebody in the face, you say, well, what would Jesus do? You're going to move in love anyhow. You know what? Love is not manifest in your life until it starts to alter what you do. Love is not a feeling. Guess what? It's a decision. Peace. One of the fruits is peace. They're not going to see God and the Holy Ghost in full measure until the church experiences the peace that only Jesus can bring. He said, by this will all men know you, my disciple. How? By your love for one another. He said, when the Holy Ghost shows up, it confirms the presence of God. Now, we want people just to see the signs and wonders. That's wonderful. Amen. But let them see the presence of God that stays on a house. How would you like to have a church that's completely, that's just settled in love? I mean, it just moves in love. See, we can take the lesson. We want to build a church on graces. Graces are nice. Graces come and go. But the Holy Spirit, you know what? The Bible says, I want you to show you something real quick. Go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. We're ready to grow up in here. How many want to grow up? We're ready to get the job done. We're going for fruit. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. God also bearing them witness, both which signs and wonders, and diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. But look at those things, signs, wonders, and miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. But how? According to what? What? Did I say anytime you want? It says what? According to his will. And see, many churches don't go forward until the God is ready to do something. But see, God wants you to be able to function in the full measure of the Holy Ghost. You can get just as much accomplished. We're about to learn something. God said, you do this other stuff and I'll do this stuff here. See, he said, if you take care of the first stuff I was talking about, say you start to walk in that fruit, I'll start to manifest myself a little bit regularly. You know what? It's equipped. Somebody said you can get twice as much. We have to wait for God to do something that he really doesn't have to do. He doesn't have to shake the walls. He doesn't have to, you know what? He doesn't have to do all those mighty things. He does them as he wants to. Now what happens if he didn't want to? Nothing. Many people want to build a ministry that way. Oh yes. Let pastor get real anointed. Well, see, that's okay. Now most of the time, the Holy Ghost would move in these ways. The Holy Ghost would move in these ways. He would send certain individuals that would move in that ministry. And they told the church to pray. He said, pray that boldness would come on us, that we would preach the word with all boldness. But you know that's not enough. And that the Lord would accompany the word with signs, wonders, and miracles. We believe in that. Do you believe in that? Amen. We're waiting for that to happen. But while we're waiting for that to happen, we can still be getting some stuff done. Because that's what God wills. Yeah. People wonder why is the Baptist church is packed? Because they're not waiting on the signs, wonders, and miracles. Yeah. They're doing the other stuff. Yeah. We can do both.
Amen.
Woo! Twice as much. We got to learn to work this stuff. Work it on. So listen, what the Holy Ghost is trying to say tonight, listen, church, you flow in this. You flow in this spiritual fruit. You get some fruit and I'll jump all over it. I'll bless it. You offer God the fruit of the Spirit. You offer God the fruit of the Spirit and he'll jump all over it. He'll do his part. What's his part? His part, bearing them witness. He said, I'm witness. There he is. How many want God to bear witness with you? How many want waiting for God to bear witness? What is he going to witness to? He's not going to bear witness to just anything. He's going to bear witness to the Holy Ghost. He's going to find the Holy Ghost. See, when he saw his son, he said, this is my son in whom I love. Listen to him. Jesus went to the water and was baptized. He got up and God said, there's my son. He got up. And the Spirit of God descended over him. Didn't it say that? There was evidence to the Holy Ghost being with him. And as soon as the evidence of the Holy Ghost was with Jesus in the flesh, God opened his mouth. He didn't have to do it. You know, the Bible says that he talked from the sky. They heard a voice coming from heaven and said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. God's waiting for somebody to let the Holy Ghost rest on him so he can speak from heaven. But you're not going to hear heaven until you allow the Holy Ghost to manifest himself through you with all of the fruit. It's like what we were talking about today. God says you take one step and I'll take two. God says you surrender to the Holy Ghost and you get rid of yourself and you get over to the Spirit of God. You just get into the Holy Ghost, and as you get into the Holy Ghost and you let the fruit of the Spirit, all of the fruit just come through. You just produce the fruit of the Spirit. He said, when you do that, as soon as I see the fruit manifest in your life, guess what? I'm going to talk from heaven, and I'm going to give witness that that is my Spirit that does that inside of you. Guess what? You start bearing fruit that way, and I'll start working signs, wonders, and diverse miracles and give you many gifts of the Holy Ghost. Well, see, you got to realize you won't be able to find out where the Holy Ghost said, listen, I'll give you a passion of love, a motivation of love. We're learning what love is all about. See, we need to learn to walk in love and walk by this motivation of love. See, love will lead you. Love will lead you where God wants you to go. And see, God said, listen, I'm ready to show up, but I can't, I'm going to communicate to my people through the fruit of the Spirit. So look, love, joy, and peace. See, many churches just find themselves struggling over the peace issue. Peace. They don't have a peace about anything. But God wants us to walk in peace and say long-suffering. People are willing to wait on it. People are waiting to suffer a little bit. I'm telling you, if you get this in your spirit, you do your stuff. I'm telling you, God will start to do his stuff. How many of you ready to see God do his stuff? Well, it said, listen, you can't control what God does. He does those other things as he wills. But these other things will manifest as you will. If you yield to the Spirit, as you are willing, all of this fruit will come. You get what will happen when all the fruit starts to manifest in your life at the same time? What will start to happen when you learn those teachings and all of the fruit of the Spirit? And when I say peace, I'm talking about the fullness of prosperity. I'm talking about somebody that knows how to flow in love. Somebody that's got the love of God. And somebody that's full of the Holy Ghost and full of joy and is also prospered. Just those three, that's a powerhouse. Imagine what God can do with just three, with people walking just in those three fruits.
Amen.
But you got somebody. But see, many people give up with that. See, you can't just walk in fullness of prosperity. You got to be willing to be long. He's looking for some people that can hang in there. See, that's a fruit of the Spirit. See, many people have got great joy, but they don't have any hang in there ability. Woo, as soon as it gets rough, I'm gone. As soon as the devil shows up, I'm gone. As soon as I gotta pray a little bit longer, I'm gone. Fruit. God said, if I can get some, he said, I need a person that's gonna be motivated by love, willing to let me prosper them and give them peace, willing to let me give them joy. They gotta be happy. God don't like hanging around sad, depressed people. And he fixed that. See, he doesn't like, that's why he's the joy. He gives you joy if you want joy. See, he takes away your sorrow. He'll turn your sorrow and your mourning into dancing. It's a free thing. All you got to do is turn it over, and it'll flip just like that. It's free. He said, if I can find somebody to let me move that will stay in love, be motivated by love, and will always receive the joy that I give them, even when they don't have it in the flesh, I'll give it to them in the spirit. Amen. And someone will follow biblical principles that I might give them peace and will just hold on. I mean, he said, I don't want you just to get it one week and then be out of the next one. I want you to get in there and stay in there, in it for the long haul. That's the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's the fruit of the Spirit. I can stand there a while. Gentleness. Gentle. Gentle. Gentle spirit. Gentle. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness. Anybody willing to be gentle? Anybody willing to be gentle? Say, you got to be. You got to be. You got to be. All right. And what is this other one? Goodness. You got to be good. What do you mean? What's good? Good. How do we know that God is good? Because the Bible just says he's good. That's one way. But God is good because the Word says he's good, and everything he does is what? What do you mean? Say, everything God does is good. Now listen, if God says everything you put your hands to, he'll bless it, that means that there's something within you that anything you touch will turn to good. That means not failing anything. If you're following the Holy Ghost and walking in love and inspired by love, when you're walking in that realm, that means you're only going, when you're walking in love and you're following the Holy Spirit, guess what? You're only going to do what God wants you to do. And so whatever you do, you say, I'm going to do this thing because I'm led by the Spirit of God to do this. Therefore, I expect to do well. Do well in all things, not half-stepping it. You got to have a spirit of excellence about you. Come up on time. Have God anoint you. God's waiting for you to show up. God's waiting for you to show up. How does he want you to show up? He wants you to show up in the fullness of the Spirit. That's what he wants to mean. And faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. God won't even do, he won't do a thing unless you mix faith in it. Did you know that? He won't do a thing that you don't mix. You have to learn how to walk in faith and how to follow the Spirit of God. We're not in this thing to make you happy. We're not. We're not. There was a whole multitude out there. And he didn't base how he treated them on what they thought about him and how they thought he should do things. He set the law in motion, and anybody that came to him in faith got their need met. If they didn't come in faith, they didn't get nothing. Because there were some times when Jesus went into some, he's ready to do some mighty works that he said he would do. He said, and God as he will work signs, wonders. Didn't we read it there in Hebrews chapter 2? It said signs, wonders, and diverse miracles and different things. Well, there was a town that Jesus went into, and it said he could there do no mighty work because of their unbelief. Because there was not a fruit of faith within the house. Do you know that God may be limited because you're missing a fruit in your life? All of it, not just one. They might have had some other stuff. They might have had long suffering, but long suffering did not get their miracle. The thing that God was looking for was faith and belief. Faith. What area of your life is God waiting for some fruit on? Notice that God rewards what? Productivity and fruitfulness. And a reward is when God does his part. How many are ready for God's portion? Now we're talking about abundance and multiplication and prosperity, but nobody wants to find out what their responsibility is in order to walk in it and see God move. God does give you something that you can do. And when you do those things, guess what? He will more than willingly show up. Meekness. It's the area of meekness is what's holding you back from signs, wonders, and miracles being manifested in your life. Maybe it is self-control. I got to go back to faith. You can't, listen, God's not, you're not going to have any signs and wonders when you're not going anywhere. And if you don't have faith, you're not going anywhere. You're not doing anything. So temperance, against such, there is no law. What does that mean? What does that mean? Against such, when you put it all together, there is no law. Free spirit. There are a whole lot of people claiming free spirit, but they ain't free. But the Bible says when you walk, when you allow the Holy Ghost to work these things in you and to plant these seeds in your life to where they start to show up and fruit starts showing up in all of these areas, there is no law. There is no limits, as the Holy Ghost is not limited, nor will you be limited. No limits. Go over to 5 verse 18. There are two strong things that we're hearing tonight if you're listening. Galatians chapter 5 verse 18. But if you be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now, if you are not spirit-led, guess what? You are under the law. And the law might say, make them broke. Go by their own means. And you know what the law is? The law is basically a curse. You can't do it. You can't perform it. But there is life in the Spirit where things are limitless. And where there is no law, because you're just so controlled by the Holy Ghost, you can be trusted. See, when God gets somebody, when he sees the Holy Ghost, he said, listen, you ain't got no more training wheels. I'm going to let you go. I'm just going to let you roll with it. See, and you understand that prosperity is mixed up with this other stuff. See, prosperity is in line with when the word peace comes up. You always add peace and prosperity together. But God's not going to give you lawless prosperity and prosperity with no limits until you got love without limit. and meekness and temperance without limits. That's why you need to focus on what? Jesus. Focus on the Holy Ghost. Focus on God, because he'll work on them all at the same time. You don't even know. And when he's finished, you'll be led by the Spirit of God, and there will be no limit in your life. And then it gets better. That means that there'll be no limits to you on the earth. That means that the lifestyle that you walk in and the lifestyle that you live in, there'll be no law that can hold you back. And then God turns around and does his stuff. Signs, wonders, and miracles as he wills. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5. For in Jesus Christ neither is circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith works by love. Now, if faith works by love, that means that long suffering works by faith. If faith works by love, that means that peace works by goodness. How does peace work by goodness? Well, a good man gives and sows and does good. And the Bible says, whatsoever you sow, that also shall you reap. They all work together. Say, it's an army. And you got to release the whole army. They don't fight alone. They cover each other's back. Where one may be left open in another area, the other fruit will show up and cover the other one's back until you get the perfect measure of the Spirit in your life. And people don't understand how Jesus could do certain things at different times, how he could just switch over so quickly. How he could switch. Why? He was walking in the fullness of the fruit of the Spirit. And somebody say, not only that, God was blessing the fruit of the Spirit in his life with manifestations and demonstrations. But many people want to see the manifestations and demonstrations with no fruit. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Proving. The fruit of the Spirit does what? Proves. The fruit of the Spirit proves what is. What does the fruit of the Spirit prove? To who? Hold on. What does the fruit of the Spirit prove? To who? What does your fruit prove? What does your fruit do? So God wants you to become fruitful in all areas of your life. God's trying to tell you what he wants to see so he can dump it on you. He's trying to make it real clear to you. He's trying to make it real clear to you. The fruit of the Spirit proves to God. When God sees all the fruit that the Holy Ghost has worked on the inside of you. How many have had joy unspeakable and full of glory? Did you know there's a wave of love unspeakable and full of glory? Do you know there's a wave of faith unspeakable and full of glory? Do you know there's a wave of meekness unspeakable and full of glory? Say, I can have it without measure. And when God sees these things, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Say, my fruit tells God something. Your fruit will speak to God. And guess what? When God says, listen, when your fruit is acceptable unto the Lord, God says, uh-oh, I got to put a stamp on this. I got to bear witness with this fruit. I got to bless the fruit basket. Give God something to bless. And see, that's how these scriptures work together. And many people don't realize it. They want God to jump on everything and anything. God doesn't just jump on any and everything. God's looking, the Bible says, he that has will more be given unto them. Let's go back to what God was talking about. You remember he was talking about that thing, fruit? Where was that? The fruit about signs, wonders, and miracles. Hebrews 2:4, let's go there. Everybody hold that one scripture right there. Ephesians 5:10. Then we're going to go to Hebrews 2:4. So when the Holy Ghost, see, you let the Holy Ghost teach you. See, when the Holy Ghost gets inside of you and leads you and teaches you, what's the Holy Ghost doing? He's planting seeds. See, you don't understand why the Holy Ghost is working you over in certain areas. He's planting seeds, and you don't know he's working something else. See, the Holy Ghost is trying to work something on you. Holy Ghost said, will you let me do plant this seed in your heart? Will you let me teach you this revelation? Will you let me grab a hold of you? Don't listen to anybody else. Listen to God. Will you let me work peace in you? Will you let me teach you about meekness? Will you let me teach you about love? And as soon as I finish this garden, see, I'm on the garden working. He said, as soon as I get this garden together to make it look like the Garden of Eden, where it had everything they needed. See, all of this stuff is what God needs. He needs your meekness, your gentleness, your peace, your faith, your long-suffering. These are the things that God enjoys. These are things I believe were planted in the Garden of Eden. And the Holy Ghost is working on the garden of your heart. Right now, the Holy Ghost is working on the garden of your heart. But many people grieve the Spirit of God who kick them out of their heart and say, take a break here. I don't want that planted. I don't want any carrots in my garden. Just green beans. You got some green. See, God not just going. He doesn't like a diet just of green beans. Some people, all they like is peaches. But God wants to plant a full variety within your spirit. And the Holy Ghost says, as soon as I get this garden, as soon as I get these seeds planted, let the Holy Ghost plant the seeds. Go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. I tell you what, whenever God says something, he usually does it. Whenever God talks about something, I know him, he usually says it. Whenever God speaks of something, he usually does it. And he's cutting a covenant with this body right now. You better listen to this word. You better hear this word and plant it on the inside of your heart. We're about to see some signs, wonders, and miracles. We've asked God for it. We've asked God for it, and God is teaching us how to get it. How to get it manifested. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. You got to hear it first. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Look at somebody say, the Holy Ghost is trying to tell us how to be acceptable unto the Lord. And whenever God accepts an offering, he sets it on fire. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith. Who said it? Who said it? Now listen, very few scriptures will the Holy Ghost just blatantly come out and say, I said it. The Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with this generation and said, they do err. Where do they err? In their hearts. And they have not known my ways. And I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Break up the fallow ground. This is a word from the Holy Ghost. I heard that earlier. I didn't understand what he was talking about earlier today. That scripture popped across my spirit, and I didn't understand what he was talking about. Break up the fallow ground. What are you talking about? Break up the fallow ground. Break up the fallow ground of your heart. Holy Ghost is on the inside of you trying to plant some seed. Break up the fallow. That stuff you've been hard-headed, not wanting to hear the Holy Ghost on it. You just like this, you know, you better break it up. Break it up. Break up that fallow ground, that stuff you're coarse to. Holy Ghost whisper, you can't hear a thing. Somebody say, you can have your way, Holy Ghost. Whatever you want to do, you can have your way. Somebody say, tear it up. That's what break up the fallow ground means. Who breaks it up? But you got to be willing. That thing, God, work over my heart. See, your heart is a garden. You know, your heart is the garden. You know, and people think you can just have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. You think you can just have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. No. You got to get ready. Beat that thing and kick that thing and soften it up so you're going under. You got an encounter with the Holy Ghost. I'm going to scratch it up and scrape it up. Break it up. It's a God thing. After the Holy Ghost, you break up the fallow ground. You prepare your heart and say, God, you can do with me whatever you want to do. You know how you break up the fallow ground? Anybody want to know how to break up fallow ground? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding the will of what the will of the Lord is. You better know what the will of God is. Don't be unwise. Find out what the will of the Holy Ghost is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled. Now, we've heard that before spoken, but now we're finding out why God wants you to be filled. Be filled because the days are evil. There's fighting over there in Jerusalem. There's fighting in the Middle East. The Bible says when you see that stuff coming, the days are evil. Be filled. What do you do when the days get evil? Get full. Don't harden your heart to what the Holy Ghost is saying to you tonight. I'm coming to you in the Word of God. I'm coming to you with Scripture. Hear it right now. Be ye filled. The days are evil. God wants to do something. And if you want to see these signs and wonders in the last days that God's been talking about, you better get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And allow the Holy Ghost to start to plant some stuff in your heart. Be filled. And there was a prophet of the Most High God that came in this church about a year and a half ago that stood right here with this mic. And the man of God said, if you don't do this, you won't be here in a year. And the man of God said, speaking to yourselves in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you break up the fallow ground. It's time to get full of the Holy Ghost and stay full of the Holy Ghost. It's not time to just get full on Sunday night, Friday night. It's time to get into the Spirit of God and stay there. These are evil days and God's looking for some fruit. God's ready to show up. He's looking for somebody he can show himself strong in. Proving. Say, I'm singing and I'm staying in the Holy Ghost. I'm proving the fruit's going to show up. I'm breaking up the fallow ground by making melody in my heart continually. Staying in worship. Staying in prayer. Staying in the Spirit of God. I found this happening in my life since this 30 days have started. Since this 30 days, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and not moving my mouth, and I'll find myself praying. What's going on? Find myself praying and talking to Jesus like he's in the room. Talking to the Spirit of God. Making melody in my heart. What am I doing? I'm breaking up the fallow ground, about to produce some fruit out of my life that God will find acceptable. We're about to see some stuff that only he can do. God is not a man that he should lie. Listen, you just look at the news, you can find out that his word is true. Don't let him just talk to you through that. That's not the only way, but let him start to demonstrate himself in power in your life. Somebody say, be filled. Don't be drunk with wine. Where is an access? But be filled. It's time to stay full of the Holy Ghost. It's time to stay full of the Holy Ghost. It's not time just to have him in your head. You got to have him in your heart. And if he's in your heart, guess what? He's in there breaking up the fallow ground. And there'd be evidence. And the evidence of the Holy Ghost being in your heart is the fruit of the Spirit. It's time to be filled. It's one thing to talk about it, but you got to practice it. It's said in the Bible, don't be drunk with wine where is excess, but be ye what?
Filled.
Be ye what?
Filled.
He said, be full of the Holy Ghost. Something happens when a church gets full of the Holy Ghost. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then they were at Jerusalem. Devout man, Holy Ghost was telling me something this morning. The Bible said before Jesus had come, this gospel must be preached in every nation. And he brought this scripture back up to me again. Said that every nation had to hear. And right here on the first day that the Holy Ghost came, Jerusalem, devout men out of what? Look in your Bibles. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. Jesus said, I can come whenever I want to. He can come right now. He don't have to wait for the 10:40 window. He took care of it right here in Scripture in Acts chapter 2, verse 5. It says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews and devout men out of every. That didn't say some. Didn't say some. Didn't say some. Why do you think, what do you think, what kind of miracle is that, that in one town in one day they can have a man out of every nation there? God meant business. I wonder what happened when them boys went back home. A revival took place, and I believe when it said 3,000 were added to the church. Where did they go? They went back home and preached it to every nation. Every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because every man heard them speak in their own tongues. I mean, he was preaching. See, every man that was from every nation, we can't go anywhere. There's some parts of the world that hadn't heard the gospel. Every nation under heaven there, and every nation that was under heaven there, they said they heard them speak in their own tongue. God preached the gospel to every nation in one Holy Ghost service. He can come tonight. Are you ready? But this is that. Chapter 2, verse 16. Jesus is coming. Said, for these men are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants, on my handmaidens, I will pour out my spirit in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will. And the Bible says, as he is willing. He said, and I will. The Holy Ghost came. The Holy Ghost came, filled them. And then Jesus says, and I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Doesn't that sound like the last day? Yeah. Does that sound like the last day? Yeah. Bible says, in the last day, I will do that. Well, we know that he didn't turn the sun to blood on the day of Pentecost. Before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is basically prophesying not just about what's going on right here and there, but he's prophesying about the last and great revival of the Holy Ghost. That he's going to pour out his spirits in their heart, and the spirit's going to break up the fallow ground and plant seeds in their heart, and fruit of the spirit's going to be manifest. Then God's going to look at that and say, hey, this is acceptable. And he's going to jump on it and start to work his signs, wonders, and miracles. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth did great and mighty signs and wonders. Why? A man what? Read the Bible. Jesus said, these works you shall also do. Did he not prophesy that and greater works? Why? In read chapter 2, verse 22. And ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, what? What does approved of God mean? Acceptable. Among you, and what happens when God accepts a person? Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 4. We're learning how to work the works of Jesus. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. So we know that he does that according to his will. and that when we do these things are acceptable unto God. Okay, let's go to Ephesians 5:10. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Why was Jesus of Nazareth approved of God? Because of the demonstrated fruit of the Spirit. Because he had the fruit of the Spirit in his life without measure, God gave him the Spirit without measure. And among you by miracles, he always bears witness with miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know. Listen, so many people are not going to get the Spirit of the Holy Ghost because they know too much. They know something. This is what happened a long time ago. I understand. You don't understand nothing. The Bible said he's not going to put his Spirit in old wineskin. And you got to have new wineskins for the Holy Ghost to put himself in. In your notes, write down, break up the fallow ground. This is what you must do. Two, allow the Holy Ghost to get on the inside of you and work all of the fruits of the Spirit. All of them. Say, now is the time to be manifesting all the fruits of the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit and manifest all the fruits of the Spirit. Then you will experience God's seal of approval, and signs and wonders will start to happen around you as they did in the ministry of Jesus. Now, how many of you think that sounds crazy? Did you see it in Scripture? Did you see it in Scripture? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Glory to God. Why don't you stand right where you are?
We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.